Studio here down here in Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is August 13th, 2023. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. Silence is implied consent. It's time to be vocal right now. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles, for provocative insight, and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our call-in number is 512-248-8252. Well, it's a hot one down here in the Sunshine State, around 100 degrees last couple of days. Index of 108 today. Hydration, the secret to keeping cool. And you can also use loose clothing, I guess you might want to say. Loose clothing, yeah, dressed like Steve, baseball hat, cargo pants, a cut-off shirt and no sleeves, or I dress with a Hawaiian shirt like and wear the Jesus sandals. I dress like a retired stuntman. People ask me, you dress like a stuntman, a retired stuntman. A few more days and we'll go back to our normal hot. This is a little bit off. This is a little bit abnormal for us right now. It's not a big deal. Blame it on human-caused global warming or human-caused climate change, I guess. Despite that, the atmosphere is comprised of only about a minuscule amount of CO2, about 0.4%. Yeah, that's what I said, 0.4%. That's real scientists have actually confirmed that number, 0.4%. And we had Dane Wigginton on Wednesday confirm that also. And so the CO2 alarmists don't really have a case to make, the planet heating up because of, 0.4% CO2. You got fires all over the country, fires all over the world. You got Southern California right now, Europe's on fire, Maui's on fire. I think there's 90 casualties so far in Maui. No lightning strikes. The only strikes that we know about are probably arsonists striking the match. Fires are relatively close, very suspicious, starting around the same time. That's very, very suspicious. The government would have you believe that this is all because of global warming, climate change. Like I said, either started by arsonists or we have spontaneous combustion going on right now because of high temperatures. Things just starting to explode. Boom, there's the fire. There's another one. Well, it's too hot. Fire. So I want to say thank you to Dane Wigginton for coming on the show Wednesday. I do believe this coming Wednesday will be my last show for joint resolutions with Steve Starrs. And we kind of knew this was a temp show just to fill in until a host was found. And I am told a host has been found. I don't want to jinx it by saying who it is, but if I'm confirmed, if it's correct, I think you're going to be very, very pleased. I throw my full support behind this host, so please stay tuned to who that host will be. We'll find out more tomorrow for Michael, and I'm pretty sure it's a done deal. And I can give you a hint. He's been on my show before, so it's been a couple years. But solid host, and I'm looking forward to him getting behind the is it confirmed? Sam, is it confirmed? All right, I can say it then. I can say it now. Sam's telling me it's confirmed. He starts Monday. And that means I don't do Wednesday then. Is he going to go Monday through Friday, Sam, or not? Oh, good. That's great. I like it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can get back to doing my stuff. Like I said, this was a temporary spot for Steve and I to do this show, and I didn't want the network to start doing rebroadcasts and replays of this and that, because you deserve better than that. You deserve some live programming. So stepping in, many of us stepping in to fill in that spot for Mike Rivero through the week. And nice. I'm happy about this. I'm very happy about this. So I don't have to do Wednesday anymore. Fine. I'll get back to what I do best and other stuff. I got stuff to do. I got a lot of stuff to do. So the host that will be taking over for Mike Rivero's spot is Jim Fetzer, James Fetzer. So there you go. Like I said, throw my full support behind Jim Fetzer. I had him on many, many years ago talking about Sandy Hook and his book. And so I'm very happy about this. I'm very, very happy about this development. James Fetzer, Jim Fetzer joining RBN. Good move. Good move. Good job, Michael, pulling that one off. So there you go. Yeah, like I said, it's hot down here. And I did notice something very interesting yesterday. We went out and about, did some chores early in the morning, and it was still hot. I mean, by 10 o'clock, we were already 95 degrees. And I came out of a store, and I noticed the blackbirds. The blackbirds in the shade of a tree. And they were doing something very, very odd. They weren't spooked by me being as close as I was to them. Typically, they are. They'll fly away. But they were in the shaded area, and their mouths were open. Their mouths were open, wide beak. And I started to think, myself, that's kind of odd. Not seen that before. So I, you know, got on the phone and researched, what, you know, how do birds cool themselves off? Well, evidently they have no sweat glands and pant very similar to a dog to cool themselves off. And that was a mechanism for them to cool themselves off. Evidently over 100 degrees and birds start to stress a little bit, have some problems. I would think they'd just go down by the lake and, you know, the shallow area, kind of get in the water there and flap their wings and get a little wet. But these birds were trying to find a way to cool themselves off, and that's how they do it. They open their mouths wide, and sometimes they do a little neck movement here. You can see their neck going up and down, but that's exactly how they cool themselves off. So on a hot, sunny day, what do? Well, you can stay inside all day, or you can be productive. You can do some things. I actually made a gallon of sun tea today and went out there, made some sun tea, and did a little bit of yard work. And my body tells me it's done, you're done. You should always listen to your body. Like I said, hydration, hydration, hydration. I did find out another use working in the garden. We found out we had more snails this year than last year. So I found a good use for Budweiser beer, the Budweiser light beer. If you still have some on hand and you refuse to drink it because of the Dylan Mulvaney, the, you know, transsexual influencer, and you're turned off by it, and you don't want to dump it down the drain, you actually have some good uses for it. And that would be to kill snails in your garden, believe it or not. You can put it in a tray. And snails like it. I don't know. They're drawn to it. They go into it, and they drown. So if you have a snail problem, use some Bud Light on it. And there you go. Kill your snails. Marketing economists are pretty much all in agreement on this one here. That is pretty unlikely that Bud Light drinkers, customers, will come back. Pretty much they were chased off by Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender influencer, chased off for their woke agenda, LGBTQ, and all that stuff. What a stupid business model that was it? So the customers are not coming back, and the reason being is that it is a cheap beer. It's a cheap, light beer. And pretty much those who have left this brand of cheap, light beer have found another cheap, light beer. So it's pretty unlikely that they're going to return back to Budweiser light cheap beer. So they found there's substitute already, and they're not coming back. So there's $27-28 billion. It's probably more than that now. I think they've stopped counting because it's so embarrassing if you think about it, Budweiser, to say, well, we lost 27-28, and we keep going up and up and up with losses. We're closing bottling plants, we're laying off people. It's embarrassing to tell everybody how much you lost, how stupid you were to go along with this transgender movement here, that you would cater to one specific person, one kind of people, group of people, and disregard your entire customer base. Like I said, I'd never learned this in business school. To appease the minority and offend your majority is a very bad, very dumb business model. But that's exactly what Budweiser Light did. And like I said, unlikely that these people will come back. I would not be surprised if they're probably around $40 billion in loss. Like I said, it's not coming back. And I commend those who actually have taken a stand. I think that's the power that we have. It's nice, the power of boycott. And I look at corporations now more than ever to see if they are in with my line of thinking, my value system, my ethics, my morality. And if they don't fall into my my way of thinking here, and I'm an open-minded thinker, don't get me wrong here, but some of these people are going way off the deep end here, and it's time we set the record straight. I'm not going to buy your products, okay? There you go. And don't try to label me as some kind of homophobic person, anti-Semite, or whatever label you want to attach to me on anything. I have that right. It's my decision. We have all the right to decide what we buy, who we buy it from, who to associate with. And that's something I take very serious, you know. It's probably why my circle of friends are small. But that's okay, you know. The people in my circle are people I trust. And the bigger the circle is, and the more problems you find out later on in the future that, geez, this guy turned on you. This one turned on you, you know. And we shouldn't be doing that anyway, just over differences of opinion. I mean, let's talk about the issues. Let's debate the issues. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing to talk and debate the issues. And but if somebody doesn't recognize what you have to say and value your opinion and respect you in your opinion, then really you don't want them in your circle of trust anyway, do you? So there you go. That's how I feel about that. Looks like we got our first caller here coming in from Florida here. And Damon in Florida, you're on the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Damon?
Well, I'm a little bit more south than you.
Yeah. So you're what, 2 degrees hotter than I am right now in Central Florida?
No, I'm in South Florida. It's a little bit more hotter down here.
So what's on it your really mind is. Today? What's on your mind, Damon?
No, because I just wanted to call and let you know that I listen every day, and I don't call in all the time. Yeah. But, you know, you handle the network very well.
Oh, appreciate that. Well, you know, and I am a team player. I didn't want to see Mike Rivero go. I really didn't. I was working hard with Michael.
Well, he had some health problems or something like that. So,
well, he does a little bit, probably. I think he's doing better than he was when he was living in Hawaii. I think his health was worse in Hawaii, believe it or not.
He probably was.
And he's better now. So, and, you know, Claire has some health issues, too. And God bless her. She's a good woman. So, you know, he's...
Everybody's getting old, Steve.
Yeah, we're all getting older. And he's been here 10 years or so. And, you know, I think it's maybe sometimes it's good for a change, and we wish him all the best of luck. And he's also always welcome to come back and jump in.
I do wish him all the best of luck. I really do.
Me too.
Even though I don't agree with him on some things, but I still wish him and his wife the best of luck.
Well, I feel the same way. And I think if he'd tuned in on Wednesday, he probably wouldn't have been agreeing with me and Dane Wigginton on our geoengineering show.
Oh, he's a great guy, too.
Yeah, I like, you know, it's like I said, I'm bringing information. I'm bringing somebody else who's done the work, 25 plus years, Dane Wigginton. Love the guy. I really believe he's on the right track here.
So let me ask you something.
Sure,
since you guys moved to Florida, do you find it better from California?
Oh, God, yes. Like I said, I fought the good fight, Damon. I fought the good fight.
You did.
I went to those board meetings, and I went to those board meetings.
I heard you years ago.
I took on the establishment. I took on the Santa Rosa board, and they laughed at me.
They just couldn't fight anymore.
They laughed at me, and I was there with Orlin Kurla and many others from Eagle Forum, and they had their little smirks on their faces, and they were going to do whatever the hell they wanted to do. And they did. And I got that call at 10 o'clock at night saying they're a sanctuary city. And I told my wife, that's it. We lost the battle.
We got to go. We got to go.
Got to go. There we go.
Hey, it was great. I don't want to take the board op said there's a bunch of callers. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Other people want to talk.
All right. Not a problem.
Great,
Damon, anytime.
To you, Steve.
Anytime. Give me a call. Okay. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Virginia. Chris, are you there?
Sir, can you hear me? Yeah,
yeah, I hear you fine. What's going on?
I don't want to steal your thunder for later in the show about the Hawaii thing, mm-hmm. Maui fires. Yeah. But everything I'm seeing, and a lot of my news I get from Twitter.
Yeah.
Because that's the one, it's kind of like that, the evil's trying to grab all the little chickens before they get out, and then they're escaping through their fingers on Twitter somewhat. Mm-hmm. So you see, the bottom line is, that looks like a directed energy weapon of some kind, or some kind mm-hmm. of new weapon, because you've got houses that are raised mm-hmm. to the ground and trees standing yep. next to them.
Yep.
Unless all that
just
CGI.
Just like in Paradise, California, in Northern California, back in 2000, I'm going to say 17, before I left, Paradise got hit hard. Santa Rosa, California got hit hard. My neighborhood just missed getting burned down, Windsor, California. And I tell you what, I think you may be on something here. I got an email today from somebody we haven't heard from in ages. He's still out there. He's still kicking, and evidently he's still political. Keith Rogers sent me a email today showing me the fires on Montana, in Montana here, and how close they are together here. There was no lightning strikes, nothing. They just, boom, appeared, and you could be onto something here. This is all being used to support the agenda here for global warming, climate change. These spontaneous fires, I guess it's spontaneous combustion, but this is all being directed towards their agenda of climate change. And we have hot summers all the time down here. We have hot summers. I lived in Indiana. We called them Indian summers. It was 1 week of hot stuff. And that's 50 years ago or more. I remember those hot summers. And then it disappeared, and we got back to normal temperatures. But this is all fueling their agenda here. They want to convince you by showing you the damage, the burned up yards, the fires, the scorching heat. Again, where do they put all their little probes to get the temperatures? I talked about this with Dane a while back, but do you realize that in the ocean they have the buoys, they have them in certain places here. And then also in the cities, they have their little probes. But the problem is we live in a concrete jungle in the city, you know, the asphalt jungles. And so are the probes picking up the radiant heat from the buildings? Probably so. And therefore, you can use the idea that, look how hot it is. We've never had temperatures hot, but you're getting the radiant temperatures from the inside of the city, the buildings. And nobody talks about that at all. We'll hold your call. We'll bring you back.
Okay.
And I got more to say on this, but I definitely want to hear what you got to say. So stay tuned.
Freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Bumper tonight is guest guitarist here, Keely Minucci. Two CDs I'm playing for you tonight, Sweet on You and Got It Going On. And if you like guitar, this guy does a great job. He's awesome. Also plays with a band called Special Effects, but this is some of his solo work we're working on tonight. Going back to the phones here and talking to Chris in Virginia, we're talking about this human-caused global warming here. We're blowing off too much CO2. Again, 0.4% of the atmosphere is comprised of CO2. That's such an alarming number here. And that's why everything is going haywire here. That's why this whole country is really hot now, but it's not, because we had Dane Wigginton on. Of course, the aerial spraying continues on here. And I rarely see a blue sky anymore. I really don't. Lots of crisscross back and forth chemtrails. Suspending those chemicals in the atmosphere here, directing the energy, the heat downward. And we are getting hotter because of this is a government program, no doubt about it. Going back a ways in the 60s, I think it was the HAARP. Don't count me on the date there. I believe it was early 60s. HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Going back to the phones, let's talk to Chris. Chris in Virginia.
Yes, sir. Basically, I know you're talking about global warming. Well, I just wanted to unload as quickly as possible so you can move on. That this is the fascinating thing for me the past days about is this Maui thing, because if you look at the video that's available, mostly aerial footage, but also some on the ground footage, which is very suspicious in itself, because there should be more footage. And also there are people that are posting on Twitter basically personal testimonies. That are pretty chilling. And the thing is, people are smart, and they're already getting, they're not going to, basically, at the bottom line, Zuckerberg, Oprah Winfrey, other elites, they want Hawaii. They want Maui for themselves. That's the that's the bottom line, a lot of people think. And this could be China. This could be a special weapon. Because if you see this aerial footage, it's literally you're going over and you see absolutely houses that are raised to the surface of the soil.
Yeah.
And next to them, buildings that are untouched.
That kind of sounds like what happened in Paradise, the direct energy weapon. I believe it took that one out.
Wow, really?
I would like to see, be honest with you, I'd like to see, I think there's one Air Force base there, Hickam. There could be another one I don't know of. But I would love to see the travel log, the flight log of planes that were flying. I would like to investigate that a little bit, the travel logs.
Near Hawaii, Hickam. Right?
Yeah, Hickam.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Fascinating. Yeah.
I would like to take a look at those travel logs because you know this is a military operation. They're involved.
If they find out, if they find out that this was foul play, special weapon, whatever, I believe that's an overreach, and I believe that's going to be one of the dominant. I believe it's good for us as far as I think people will really, really freak out and start pushing back. Maybe.
Well, you know, they have the technology. I remember in 1993, Donald Rumsfeld was asked about it in a press conference. And at that time, before that, people all called us conspiracy theorists when we talked about direct energy weapons and this technology they could use. And we were called, you know, tinfoil hats, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then Donald Rumsfeld in 1993 had a question posed to him about the perfection of direct energy weapons. So acknowledge that they do exist. This reporter knew that. And he responded back saying, well, yes, we do have them, but they're not quite perfected yet. So
now
guess what?
Are.
That was 1993. Look where we are now in 2023. I guarantee you those things have been perfected.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, I think I'll say this one more thing and let you go. I saw the videos of people in the water, these poor people. They were in the water when the fires were still burning. Some of them had they're taking cell phone videos. And I think what happened was, this is my thing, I think China did it, maybe, or the U.S. military did it, and I think what happened was they set a general fire that created the smoke to create a smoke screen, because we know lasers don't have defined beams through every medium. A lot of times the laser is burning something and you can't see it. Right. You just see the source glowing and then the target glowing. That's it. Yeah. And I think that's what they did. That they
possibly
used a smoke screen.
You know, I received a couple days ago from a listener, and I haven't gone through it yet. This is a video I've never seen before. I sent it over to Dane Wigginton. It's black and white, so I think it's going back to the 50s. But it's talking about using lasers to consolidate clouds and to bring them together to consolidate clouds to bring rain. And he talked about, of course, we use this technology in Vietnam called Operation Popeye. So, yes, we can change the weather. We can manipulate the weather, no doubt about it. So they must have perfected this better by now. And another video I saw that came to me, which I knew and I've spoken about before, the Chinese used it before the Beijing Olympics. They used cloud seeding to help bring some torrential rains to clear out their air before the athletes arrived in Beijing to compete in the Olympics. So we know they can do it. We know there's lots of technology that they have. And so it's not a conspiracy theory. They have it. They have it.
Everybody Google Real Genius, the movie.
There you go. There you go.
With Val Kilmer.
Thanks. Right. Thanks. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My friends, and he's telling me that he found some information that evidently Tampa Bay, the waters in Tampa Bay are very, very hot. Get this, 101 degrees in 5 foot of water. Now, I've been in Tampa Bay. I've waded in. I found starfish and sand dollars, and I just have a hard time believing this because it's not a contained body of water, stagnant body of water. It's got current. It's got flow coming in. And so I have a hard time believing of the 101.5 temperature in 5 feet of water. I don't buy it. So I did a little experiment. We have a pool at the house for the kids. It's I call it our little redneck pool. It's a little round pool, and I made it the best possible. It's a nice little pool. It's got a little nice circumference around it, walk around, and the kids can get in and out. It looks nice. It doesn't look like a real redneck pool, but I call it one. But it's 3 feet deep, and I thought, what's the temperature in my water? So I did a surface temperature versus the bottom at 3 feet, what the temperatures were. And the top, because I have a cover on this thing. Now, that's heating up the water a little bit more, having a cover. If I didn't have a cover, it wouldn't be this hot on the top of the water. But on the top, it was 88 degrees, and the bottom was a little cooler, 86 degrees. And now, this, remember, I have a cover on which is pulling heat, radiant heat, and Lockheed in. So a little bit different than a wide ocean. So I'm having a problem with this 101 temperature and 5 feet of water with a current of water coming in and out, nice circulation of water exchange. So I'm having a problem with that. So I thought at the heat of our day, which is right around 3 o'clock, we have the hottest sun there, I would check again. Again, my top is on, and the surface temperature was about 93 degrees, and the bottom was 90. That's at 3 feet deep. That's at 3 feet deep. Again, stagnant water. It's 1,500 gallons of water, but there's no circulation water coming in and out. There was no exchange, and I could only get to, with a cover on top, by the way, a cover on top, I could only get to 90 degrees, and that's in 3 feet of water. So I'm taking this story here from Tampa Bay. 101 is a bogus story. It's not true. It's not possible. Now, I did a bucket test also, a 10-quart bucket, and it was just 2 gallons. It's 11 inches deep. 84 degrees at 10:30, and at 3 o'clock, the heat of the day, a 2-gallon bucket at 11 inches got to 102. But that's stagnant water again, direct heat coming down on it. It's only 2 gallons. I got to 102 degrees. So I'm not buying this temperature thing with Tampa Bay. Again, another alarming story with no there's nothing to back it up. It doesn't meet logic. Like I said, you've got a current coming in and out, tides and everything. You've got a thermocline. If you're a scuba diver, you know what thermoclines are. You love them if you're wearing a hot wetsuit and you want to find that thermocline, that cool water. Not that you'll find one really in 5 feet, but you probably will. Sometimes I have found a thermocline down closer to around 4 or 5 feet. There's a difference between the top surface and down 4 or 5 feet. But I'm not buying the 101 temperature. Not buying it. There's no possible way. The 5 foot level in Tampa Bay reached a temperature of 101. Not buying it. It's bunko science. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Delaware. Dave in Delaware. Dave, are you there?
Six step unvolunteer incometax.com. Mm-hmm. And you will no longer hear from IRS. Money back guaranteed. You've never heard of this before. You may not hear it again. But it's money back guaranteed, and it's tried and proven. This is not mm-hmm. experimental.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. I think we got the commercial on the network anyway. So, yeah, I think we got it there. Let's go back and talk to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, are you there?
Yes. Hey, Steve. How you feeling?
God, it's been ages since I've heard from you. What's going on?
Nothing much. How's the health? How you feeling?
Not bad. I've got a week off, and I start back for 2 weeks, and I'm done.
Cool.
Totally done.
Cool.
I'm done. Finally done. Yeah.
I appreciate that tip on getting rid of snails out of the garden. Yeah. Now my question to you is this mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. What brand of beer would you suggest to drown the trannies in?
They are drowning in Budweiser Light.
Well, it's good to hear that you're feeling better.
Yep, I am.
That's good now. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to drop that in there now. Have a good
okay.
night.
All right. Good little joke there. I like that. Almost as good as that one. I can't remember who called me and said, how do you make holy water? Steve, do you know how to make holy water? No, I really don't. I probably should look that up. You know, how do they do that? And they bless it. I mean, how do they do the holy water thing? And the answer was, you boil the hell out of it. And I thought, that's good. That's good. My mom was calling me up laughing on that one. Boy, that caller how to boil the hell out of it to make holy water. I love that. Good joke. Let's back to the phones. Let's talk to Jerry in Chicago. Or Jerry in Chirac. Jerry, are you there?
Yes. Chirac, you got it right, man.
Chirac. Hey, what's going on in Chirac?
You know what? I called you 6 days ago, right after Dane Wigington was on for the first hour with you and Steve Starrs. And I left something out the same place about 3 years later that I shined the flashlight up in the air that didn't attract any bugs. We went out on four-wheelers in a sort of a rainstorm. And we went to this pavilion on the end of his property. This was the 19-acre property in Indiana. Yep. And when I came out, it was raining. And this was the weirdest rain, okay? You could feel it hit your skin on your wrist and on your sleeves and everything else like that. It did not leave a water drop. And these segments, when I shine my flashlight up in the air, and I have a good flashlight that I keep in my pocket, they were about 2 to 4 inches long. And it looked like nylon fishing line. Okay, but when it hit your skin, there was no moisture. When it hit your jacket, there was no stain or a drop. But yet it was raining. I have never seen anything like this before in my life. And it's been driving me crazy because I've been listening every day trying to get a hold of you to let you know that I left that one thing out. And if that don't tell you there's something weird going on with the weather and everything else like that. Yeah. I wanted to also mention something else to you, too. Did you get a chance to listen to MERS show at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
No, I didn't. I got some people told me about her. She was ragging on Dane Wigginton. She doesn't want to take him on her show and doesn't want to debate. She's playing Jerry Springer, and good luck to her with that. But she's attacking the wrong person. You know, I thought back. I listened to that broadcast, and I know somebody criticized me. I got one criticized, a caller saying I was rude and disrespectful to her. I just simply told her to stay on point. And the rules are the rules. I don't change them for anybody. And the rules are the rules. You call in, you ask a question, you want to talk about this, that. She went on to the negative side, the dirty side. And the guy that she was quoting as being a researcher and actually credible is the guy that's been attacking Dane for years and years. And it's a hit piece is all it is. It's a hit piece. The guy, probably a government troll, paid troll. And he's just trying to discredit Dane for the work and research he's doing. But the question that she asked me, that she asked Dane, I thought it was, I kind of scratched my head. Wait a minute here. Are we on the same page? But she asked him a question. If the government has contacted him in order to a collaboration of some sort to look into geoengineering weather modification, now why would the government contact Dane Wigginton, who's exposing government involvement in the weather modification programs? Why would they do that? And he came back, and that's exactly what he said. Why would they contact me? I'm exposing what they're doing. So why? That's an odd question to ask. That's not a researcher kind of question that she typically, you know, pulls off, that she's a researcher and she does a lot of homework. But that's an odd question to ask, why the government hasn't contacted him, and if they have, to work with him. The government is behind this. Why would they do that? So, you know, it is what it is, and she's not welcome to call here at my show at all. I'm a little done with her. John Stadmiller was done with her, and I give people second chances. And there's sometimes she's called and she's given some pretty good information. I'd say, okay, thank you very much. You know, you've been a help. And there's other times, like on Wednesday, attacking my guest. Now, if I don't stand up and have some kind of order with a caller that's attacking my guest, guess what? In the future, I lose my guest. I can't have Dane coming back if I don't stand up and say, hey, wait a minute here. Fair play. Okay, let's talk about the issues. Let's make no direct personal attacks. Let's just talk about the issues. And that's exactly what Dane came to do. He didn't want to come on and talk about this hit piece against him, because that detracts away from the agenda of what we're talking about, and that's education on geoengineering, global warming, this all this crap they're pulling on us. So, you know, she can do whatever she wants. I don't care. It's not how I handle things, and I think I handled it appropriately, and I have no regrets of how I handled that. I tried, and they didn't listen. Therefore, I dropped the call, and I did the same thing to another guy before that, James, who was trying to set up Dane for something. I don't know. He was trying to make some trouble, and I saw that, because he kept dancing around. He kept kind of an attack, and he actually started cutting off Dane also. And that's another thing I don't like either. You know, we're heated. We're excited about issues. I let somebody say something, you're done. Now he gets to respond. And when he was responding with his answer coming back and he was cut off, she cut him off. Okay, please don't do that. Let him finish. You can respond after he's done. And that wasn't respected. So I had no choice. I had no choice but to drop the call. So like I said, no regrets again. And I don't expect her to ever call in here again. So I'm not going to worry about it too much. She can do whatever she wants. But I would like to think that anybody on this network is looking to find answers and not plain Jerry Springer and trying to take down guests. Dane's a good guy. He's 25 years in the business doing what he's doing. He's got a big bullseye on him. And as many people do who bring down the government or expose their corruption, their crimes. And I commend him for what he's doing. He's trying to do. And he's bringing great science. He's bringing the data. He brings the data. Look at this. We did chemical testing. This is what we found. Yeah, that sounds like somebody who's really, you know, the controlled opposition. Doesn't that sound like somebody who's on a controlled opposition? No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. He's a solid guy, and I stand by him. And he's always got a place here at my show to come on and talk about new information. And I'll bring him back here and there to give us some new information, what he's found. And I'm sure he's frog in my throat. He's tracking these fires, these suspicious fires, and he's probably going to come back later on and said, "Well, yeah, it's unlikely, you know, something happened here because look at the spacing of the fires. This did not happen from lightning strike. Did they find an arsonist? No. So you know, the last call they're talking about a direct energy weapon. The technology's there. It's there. They have the technology. They have it."
Well, no, I appreciate that sticking up for Dane. I'm going to stick up for him too. But what did you think about the droplets that I was telling you about in the first part of this?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I've seen the stringy stuff before, not personally, but I saw it on video. I don't know what they're spraying. What chemical would that be? The kind of the foaming stuff. I've seen that also. And the sudsy stuff, and that's definitely got a sulfate in there somewhere, some phosphorus to do that. But I don't know. Like I said, that's kind of out of my expertise there. That's why I call in Dane to say, Dane, what is this stuff? What's going on? And again, clearly, this last video I saw, I guess I got to go in a little bit here. And as soon as I finish it, I'll definitely have it posted on RBN. It goes back to the 50s. Well, what really caught my attention was a speech from John F. Kennedy talking about, and this, I kid you not, he was sitting in this speech, he said, someday we'll be able to predict and control the weather. We will be able to predict and control the weather. Now, that's going back to the JFK days. And the video then had some generals, like evidently some whistleblowers, talking about what's available, what can they do. But JFK actually saying that, control to predict and control the weather we will in the future. That's serious stuff. And then here we are now. And then we have people like Dane and other researchers out there reporting their findings of what is being sprayed in our atmosphere. And you'd ask why? Why would the government be doing this? Why would they be doing this? Well, they want to change the weather. And again, it probably all factors into the fraud of global warming, climate change, and of course a carbon tax, and which will have more control on you and me. This is about control. Minimize everything and control you. That's what's going to happen. Sustainability, they call it. Go ahead.
Could it have been a mistake?
Hold on the line. Sorry about that. It took too much time for me, but I'll give you full rein when you come back. Stay tuned.
beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Talking to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, I took too much time away. My ear is yours. Go away. What you got?
Well, like I was saying, did you think that was a little bit peculiar of raindrops coming down from the sky? Because I sure as hell did.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff going on. It's really weird. You know, you made mention of the bugs, less bugs this year, and the lights outside. You know, the big lights over the streets, street lights. And I agree with you. We have less bugs in some species. We do. Now we have down here. We have three seasons of love bug. And if you've ever seen the love bugs, they can mess your cars up pretty bad. And we have a mosquito down here. It's actually not really a mosquito. It's called a blind mosquito. It does not bite, but it looks like a mosquito. And we have certain seasons of those, and they're terrible. I mean, you could go to a convenience store, and the lights outside they have will just draw them in. And I've never seen so many blind mosquitoes before. And then you open the door, and they all come in the store. But certain species, yeah, I have seen a decrease in certain species of bugs. Mosquitoes aren't quite the problem this year than they were last year, despite Bill Gates dropping a whole bunch of mosquitoes down there at West Palm Beach. I guess they didn't make it this far. But no, there's some interesting, weird things going on. And we have torrential rains down here. We always do. We don't get light rain. We get torrential rains, and it comes down in buckets. But I have not seen that foamy rain here because, it comes down in buckets. I have not seen that foamy rain as I might have seen other places. I haven't seen it here in Florida.
Wow. Well, you know what? I was only in Florida one time in my life. It seemed to drizzle every single day, maybe once, maybe twice a day. But for the most part of the day, it was just hot, sunny, humid, and I can't take the humidity. Sorry. Florida's not the spot for me. Yeah.
Well, typically we get our rain showers. We're in the rain season right now. And typically right around noonish, we get showers. And maybe some heavy stuff later on, but then it goes away and the sun comes back out and it's, you know, the ocean, it brings it up, it comes off the ocean and it comes over land and it disappears. Pretty much it.
You know? Well, hey, Steve, get to the next caller. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. What I was surprised with Dane's call was 65% of our forest has been eliminated. I did not know that. I actually had that written down. He came with the answer before I asked the question, but 65% of our forest being taken out. That's serious, serious stuff. You think the global warming alarmists would be saying, wait a minute, we need to plant more trees, not harvesting trees and deforestation. But again, this is fraud, and they know it's fraud. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh, yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.